Cokie Roberts joins us in our studios. She's updated her best-selling book of 10 years ago, We Are Our Mother's Daughters, because over these past 10 years, more mothers and daughters have been making more history, personal, political, family, and international. She's added a couple of more recent profiles to those she wrote 10 years ago about women ranging from Billie Jean King to Hillary Clinton. Of course, Cokie Roberts is familiar to many of our listeners from being on Morning Edition every Monday morning. Cokie, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, Scott, what a treat to be with you.
You believe that greater participation of women in politics, in all aspects of American life, really has had a traceable effect on issues.
Absolutely. I think that when you see women involved in the political world, which is the one I know best, mm-hmm. you see issues that affect women and children and families coming to the fore. Mm-hmm. And women cooperate more. This is a broad statement, obviously, but they cooperate more across party lines.
And I'm interested, you write about the 2008 election in this book, and you believe that both Senator Clinton and Governor Palin had to endure some nonsense and worse. You even use the word sexism and abuse.
I think absolutely. I think that the words used about them, words like shrill, were not words that you would ever hear applied to a man. You certainly have never, ever, 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 ever had a male politician asked who's going to be taking care of the children when he runs for office, including the current president of the United States who had small children when he started on the campaign trail. It is just still so much a double standard when it comes to politicians. And one of my problems with it is that the effect is that I fear that people's reaction, other politicians, called male politicians' reactions, mm-hmm. will be, oh, well, this seems to be fair game, and we better be careful about nominating women because they're likely to be losers.
Mm-hmm. You do find a common theme between all these lives you talk about, which is caretaking.
That's right. I find several common themes, which I was somewhat surprised to find. One is that women are caretakers. We take care of our children and our friends and our spouses and our mothers. Our communities need us desperately. So we do. I think it's one of our great talents. I also learned how much women take care of other women coming up. So that Billie Jean King, for instance, mm-hmm. has started the Women's Sports Foundation, where she has all kinds of things for girls. You know, go, girl, go, to get girls active. Or Sally Ride, who is not just an astronaut, but a physicist, mm-hmm. trying to get girls involved in science. These women have important messages.
And Michelle Rhee, who's the superintendent of schools in Washington, D.C. now, you describe in the book what she describes as the utter shock when she was a young teacher, and I think she walked into her classroom in Baltimore the first day. She'd grown up in a comfortable Korean-American family in Toledo, and she just wasn't prepared for what she saw.
No, she walked in, and there was a little girl who was trying to drown herself in the water fountain, an 8-year-old. Because her mother had been killed and she had despaired. And this was just a level of chaos in a lot of these children's lives that she had just not ever encountered. But she discovered she, working with another teacher, could really make a difference in those kids' lives.
But still, these days, women have to be careful?
Women have to be careful about a lot of things still, as we saw in the last political campaign.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've learned is you have to be careful when you speak and when you don't speak on, say, a Sunday television program. I think that even though you know I love a good laugh and a good laugh at myself, women have to be a little bit more careful about self-deprecating humor because men are too ready to believe it.
Cokie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott. It's such a treat to be with you.
Cokie Roberts, of course, her best-selling book has been reissued. We Are Our Mother's Daughters. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.